special shear for Pesach given by the Rosh Hashiva in Far Rockaway in Nisan, Hetav Shemem Ches, March
1988. So this is one expression in the Rambam that is strange. I mean, why does he say?
Nisan, Hetav Shemem Ches, March
1988. So this is one expression in the Rambam that is strange. I mean, why does he say? Everybody knows the pasuk of Zocher Sayim Azeh Asher Yitzosem Mitzrayim. That's at the end of Bay. Why does the Rambam say, Moishenema Zocher Asim HaShabbos? What does it end? There is a Pasik Zocher Asim HaShabbos. There is a Pasik Zocher Asim HaShabbos. The Pasik of Zocher Asim HaShabbos tells us that we have to recite the Kiddush. In Kaddish Shabbos Bidvoy. Yayin or no Yayin, but we have to say the Kiddush. And the Pasik of Zohar Hayim Azash Yisos Mitzrayim tells us that we have to be Sapir, Bitzias Mitzrayim. So why does Rambam say, Mitzese Shalteiro, Lissapir, Benisim, Mitzrayim, Shenasol, Abisein of Mitzrayim, Bileil Hamishos of Benisan, Shenema Zohar Hayim Azash Yisos Mitzrayim, Moishenema Zohar Hayim Ashabas. What does it mean? Doesn't it make sense? Why does it mention Moishenema? But I think that the Pshat in the Rambam is very simple. We have two kinds of Schiras. There is a mitzvah of Schira of Zocher is Ashosto Hamor. So some Rishayim say that it's a mitzvah to recite the parsha of Hamolech, one mitzvah. Bitzivo, the Chinuch says, Bitzivo in the course of the cycle of Kriyah. So let's say today that the universal practice of all Jews all over the world is to finish the Torah every year. So then, Midraise, we are Mechuyev to read Bitzivo, the Parash of Amolek, in the course of 1 year. Doesn't mean after Shabbos Ocher, the Shabbos before Purim. I said there's no difference between Shabbos before Purim or any other Shabbos. So, as the Mornar Avraham points out, that if you hear it, let's say, in Parashat Kisei, it's also the kind of the Raisi. But, call the Tikkun Rabbanon King, the Raisi people. So, since at the Raisi level, one every Jew is Mechuyet to be, to hear, the Tzibur, the Kriya of Parashat Zachar, so on the Rabbanon level, every Jew is mechuyev to hear Bitzibo, the Kriya of Vayori Amol. But Midraise, no difference whether Parsha Zocher or Parsha Kiseitzi. And the Mornar Avraham says that if one hears Vayori Amol, that means, in the Rabbanon level, Mishael Pum, he has to read the Parsha of Zocher Sashoto Hamol. And the Mornar Avraham says, that Midraise, he can be kind of the Raise, even if he hears the Parsha Vayori Amorit in Shul Nippur. Nothing, he says. The Mishnah Berurah is mepakpek in it. But the Mornar Avraham says that it doesn't have even to be dafke the Parsha of Zocher Sashosu Hamorit. It can be the Parsha of Vayori Amorit in Mishalach. So if, according to Mornar Avraham, one is in Shul, Parsha Bishalach, Nadav Kampurim, is also the kind of the Raisa. But, Kol B'tikun Rabbanan Kim the Raisa Tikun, so Memele, and Purim is Mechuyev to read, we are Mechuyev to read the Parsha of Ayove Amon. But, as far as the Raisa is concerned, he can Yeitze, when he hears it, he can Yeitze, Zohar Shalom Amorek, he can be kind of the rice in by hearing by Yovi Amori Kampurim, or I'm hearing by Yovi Amori in Parashat Bishalach. He's also the kind of rice. The Mishnah Berurah is mipak pikanet, but the fact is that the Raivet in his Pirush and Tereskiyani, in Parashat of the Kesai, so there the Sefer discusses the various chiras. So the Raivet says that the Raisi can be Mikayim, Zocher Bepe, because there the Sefer says, Zocher Bepe, Luisish Karbelev, that's a Gemara in the Yilah also. So the Raivet says that he can be Mikayim, the Mitzvah, Zocher Bepe. He can be Mikayim by either by reciting the parasha of Zochas Hosokhamori, or by reciting, by reading the parasha by Yobi Amorit Mishalach, or even if he hears the parasha in Shmuel, the Torah of Parasha Zochas, of Vayimer Shmuel Shol, Oisi Shalach Hashem Mishalach Ol Melech, the Atol Leich, the Kisus Amorik, is also the kind of rice. And then the Raivet says in the Chukesai, in Pirush and the Rasvianim, that if he hears the Megillah, and Purim is the kind of the rice of Zohar Bepe. So according to the Raivet, it doesn't have to be Davki, Parashah, that deal in the Torah, in Chamish, Chomshi Torah, that deals with Amorik. Any Parashah in Kisus Akedek, whether it's in the Torah or Nevi'im, like the parasha in Shmuel, Eisi Shalach Vayino Shmuel Shol, Eisi Shalach Hashem Mishuchach Lemelech, V'yato Leich V'kis Samoi, or even Miglas Esther, because that's also a parasha in Kislak Yiddish, that deals with Amori. So we see like the Mogavron, I mean, that's the Kashi against the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah is massive, and the Mogavron. Maybe it's Davke Zocher Asher Sofa Moit, not the parasha of Ayovi Amorit Mishalach. We see from the Raivet that it doesn't even have to be the parasha of Ayovi Amorit, which is in the Torah. It can be the parasha in Shmuel too. It can be in the Sester also. So we see like the Mogavron. Anyway, so there is one mitzvah of Schirei. There is one mitzvah of Schirei that consists in reciting a certain parasha. But one will not be in Kayim the mitzvah of Zochas Hashosol HaMoleik by just talking about Amoleik. Talking about Amoleik. He only has to recite the parasha of the Torah of Amoleik verbatim, but he cannot just discuss Amoleik. He will not be in Kayim. And then there is the Shittas of Shemi. That's what we have in the Siddur. You don't know what you're doing. We have the Sheish Sfiras, the Shittas of Rishayim, that one of the Sheish Sfiras, according to the Gor, there are 8 Sfiras, but many Rishayim say Sheish Sfiras, so it's a chiyuv to recite it every day. Every day. Not Bitzibur, but in Yochi. So you have the Sfiras of Maimed Sinai, but the Shomer Ochok and Tishka Chasadvore Mashmur Necho, ומסורם ורבחת ומחייךו וידעיתו מבנך ומבנךו ימה שעומד לו ובני שם הרכחו בחיירי. So I mean, then there's another person. The more Sidurim, that's the end of it. But the Koroshiti is, no, that's not the end. You have to say the other person. ואומרם, ואומרי, הכיר הסעום, and so on, the next person. So when we have זוכרס אשר עושו, ומשית עשר שנים, that we have to recite every day. The Sefer Haredi mentions that every day one has to recite all these Schirot. So the mitzvah of Schirot, of all these Schirot, Zochers and also Schirot, Zochers and also Hashem, Rekechol Miriam Badera, Mitzvah Mitzvah. So it's a chiyuv, the mitzvah of Schirot consists in reciting the certain parashah, certain Sukkot, not by just mentioning about the incident with Miriam. Well, not being a kind of mitzvah, somebody in his own words will just mention that Miriam was Nenesh and so on. Well, not being a kind of mitzvah. The mitzvah consists in reciting, verbatim, the psukim of the Torah, the parashah of the Torah. But then we have another kind of a mitzvah of Sfira, and that is the mitzvah that is represented by Zocher Asim HaShabbos HaKadshim. We have to mention any psukim. Mention any psukim. Kiddush of Friday night, we don't mention any psukim. In the Kiddush Shabbos morning, so the Hasidim have a minute, but that's only a minute. So to say, kama v'kama psukim. But to say, in the Beis Arab, Shabbos morning, so they just made a brocha there, pray again, nothing else. But Friday night, there is a real mitzvah of Zocher Asim HaShabbos HaKadshim, of Kiddush. Do we mention any psukim? All right, we say vaychulu, all right, vaychulu, that's not an integral part of the mitzvah of Zocher Asim HaShabbos HaKadshim, but the mitzvah of Zocher Asim HaShabbos HaKadshim is fulfilled by reciting the brocha. The brocha of Birkas HaKiddush, that's another type of sphere. Not that it is not realized by reciting the parasha of the Torah of Beidin, but by discussing the Kedushas Hayom HaShabbos in his own words. So, of course, the Anshei Knesset Sandelo coined all the brachas. We cannot be mishanim madbeir shetov v'chachomim chas v'sholem. But midraise, there is no chiyuv to recite any psukim, and just everyone in his own language, can discuss the Kedushas Hayom. So the question is, the mitzvah of Tzipo Yitzias Mitzrayim, the mitzvah of Tzipo Yitzias Mitzrayim, what does it consist? Is it the same kind of mitzvah of Sfira like Zocher Yitzhashos or Hamolik? Or Shamla, or the mitzvah of Sfira Smanil Asinai? Where the mitzvah consists not in just talking about Maimel HaSinai, but in reciting the psukim, the parashah, or the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, that is implicit in the posik of Zocher Tzayim HaZeh Asher Yitzosim, Zocher Yitzosim Mitzrayim, is like the sphere of Yom HaShabbos, that is not realized by reciting the parsha of the Torah, psukim of the Torah of Abedin, but by discussing it in your own language. So the Chachomim Anshei Sandelo coined the expressions, but midrash in your own language. So this is what Rambam means. Now, of course, when we are making the mitzvah of Sipo Yitzias Mitzrayim, is what we have. We say Avon Medina Par Mitzvah. We mention certain psukim Agavuch also. But the gist of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim does not consist in reciting certain psukim. Of course, I mention many psukim. We mention the psukim of Aram Yerushalmi also, only as an incident of the discussion of Yetzias Mitzrayim in our own words. So we mention certain psukim, but that's only Agavuch. But basically, the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is realized not by reciting any parasha of the Torah, not by reciting any psukim of the Torah, but by discussing the significance of Yetzias Mitzrayim in our own way. In our own words, of course, the Anshei Knesset Sandelo and the Chachomim, they coined the expressions. They knew better than each one of us how to express the significance of Yetzias Mitzrayim. This is, so it's like Zohar Asim HaShabbos HaKadshim. This is what Rambam means. So it says, Mitusese shal teiro misapir b'nisim mitvoi. Misapir in our own words, shenasu aviseinu, b'nisrayim b'leil chamishosa b'nisim, shenema Zohar Asim HaZeh asher yitzosim mitzrayim, kmo yishenema Zohar Asim HaShabbos. Just as the mitzvah of Zocher Asim HaShabbos is the mitzvah of Sechira, but it's not like the mitzvah of Sechira of Zocher HaShos Loch HaMolik. The mitzvah of Zocher HaShos Loch HaMolik, one cannot be mikayim even if he will talk for 24 hours about Amolik. He will not be mikayim in mitzvah. But if he just recites the parasha in 2 minutes, he's mikayim in mitzvah. Masha'im kein Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, Pesach night, one is not mikayim by just reciting the pasuk Zocher Asim HaZeh Asher Yitzosim Mitzrayim or the posik mantiskas in Tzitzchon of Yisrael Kol Mechayecho, or any other posik dealing with Yitzchias Mitzrayim. It is realized and fulfilled by discussing it. And the Loshin of the Ifra Mitzvah is also the same way.
Okay, fine.
You take a big one, okay? Oh, that's together with the Rambam, okay? Oh, that's a very good Rambam. Mitzvah Kufnun Zayin. Ki shetzivonu Mitzvah Kufnun Zayin. Shetzivonu lisapir bitzias Mitzrayim bilil chamish oso minisi. Bitzchilas alaylo. Ki fitzachus loshina misapir. Ki fitzachus loshina misapir. In other words, it is objective. There is no objective standard. Somebody is not capable, you know, but expressing very eloquently, so you can't expect him to do something that is beyond his capacity. But the Chachomim, they already coined the whole expression the best way. So that's the best of Tzachos Loshna Mitzapeh. But Midrash say, without the Tachanis Chachomi, it is fulfilled by every person in describing the significance of Tzitzias Mitzrayim in his own words. And that's the same thing is true of the Mitzvot Kiddush. So, Bichol mi sheyesi bimama b'yarech hadvorim b'hagdolas ma she'osu lanu Hashem u'ma she'osu לנו המצרים האלו וחומוס ויחלוק השם מתנוסינו מהם ולהידיס לישאלה על כל תיב שגמרנו יהיה סתיב כלמה ולספר הרי זה משוח but everything is realized by ביצחס לשם not by reciting פסוקי if you do recite all the פסוקי in the Torah dealing with Yitzhias Mitzrayim you're not in the kind of Mitzvah but you have to express it in Pitzachos Lashem. So, Yeh Stekir Shomru, V'chol HaMarech L'Yisabra B'Tzias Mitzrayim Arei Zeh Mishubach. V'akosuf Shebo Al Atziva Azeh Hu Omrei V'Gabit Elodincho B'Yimahu Bo HaPirush V'Gabit Elodincho Yochem Rishchidesh Talmudim Al Yimahu Iba Yimahu Yochem B'Yeyim Talmudim Al Babuzeh Lo Yomarte Lo Bisho Sheishma Tzomno Menoch Al Panecho Kelima Mitchilas Alayla Tamisapia Diloshin Hilte, Michlau Shenemak Yishon Chobimcho, Yochil Yishon Chobimcho at Magidlei. But if the son doesn't ask me, I am not in a hurry to tell him. Talmud Leima, Vigadu Tolivimcho Afal Pishen Eshaocho. Einli Elo Bizman Sheyesh Libein. Bein Elo Vinatzme, Bein Lachir Minayin. Suppose he has no children. He's still in a hurry. Even if he celebrates the Seder all by himself. He's not married. And he has no children, all by himself, he still has to be misapa b'tzias Mitzrayim. Bein lo v'natzim bein lo achir minayim tam leim lo ayim amei shalom zocher as ayim hazeh reitzaleima shu tzovei shu tzivu li zochrei tmo yishoma zocher as yim ha-shabos. So what do you mean? The same thing. In other words, it does not consist in reciting the parsha of the Torah, but just in Pichitzachos Lishene, to discuss it. Uchvoyodato Lishene Omron, Vatul Kolonu Chachom, Kolonu Nevein, Kolonu Yegin Esatiro, Kolo, Mitzvah Lein Esad Mitzvah Nusrayi. What does the Rambam mean? That he mentions an additional raya, that the Mitzvah of Tzipa Yitzias Mitzrayim is analogous to the Mitzvah of Zohar Sima Shabbos. In other words, that it's not on the same pattern as the Mitzvah Zohar Shavosul Hamalik. But it's on a different pattern. You have to discuss it in your own words, the Pitzachos Lishene. So that's the Raya, because the Mechilta says, V'afil Kulon Chachon, Kulon Levein, Kulon Yedim Esatir, or Kulon Mitzvah in Sabbath Yisrael. Would the Gemara have this Al Kedaitoch, that if somebody is a bit on for him, so he's potter of being the kind of mitzvah of Zohar Shavuot Hamalek. I mean, you wouldn't find such an expression. Kol chacham, kol levein, mitzvah aleinu liskei amol. Of course, if somebody is a bitan chacham, so that gives him an exemption from mitzvahs. No, the answer is, there it's a mitzvah to recite psukim, so what has the fact that he's a bitan chacham, he's via kolatzer kule to do with that? But here the mitzvah consists in describing to others and to himself the significance of Yetzias Mitzrayim. One could argue, it's a very reasonable argument. Why do I have to expend energy in verbalizing, you know, the significance of Yetzias Mitzrayim? I know Kolatere Kure, so I have to expend energy in verbalizing it. The answer is, so that's the Chiddush. But so that's a raya that the mitzvah does not consist in reciting psukim, parashas of the Torah, dealing with Yetzias Mitzrayim, because then there couldn't be so kedaitoch that kolon chachom, kolon yedes ha-teiro, einon mitzuvim misapra Yetzias Mitzrayim. The fact that the mechilta has to tell us that indicates that the pattern of that mitzvah is not like zochres hashos l'chamalek, but like Zohar Asimah Shabbos Lekash. Why does it run? Uch v'riboah u'mishpiti mitzvah zu b'siv Zohar. So I think that's the plain, obvious pshat in the Rambam. Now. Yes.
Why, what's the relationship when he says Zohar Asimah Shabbos to the case of Eilom, sure he has?
Oh, but the Rambam Mitzvah Mitzvah mentions that it's not, it's in the whole thing that the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim consists in discussing it in his own words, the significance of Yetzias Mitzrayim. You see, the mitzvah of Zohar Amalek does not consist in discussing the importance of the incident of Ma'is Amalek. It's just, it's a mitzvah to recite the parash, whatever the reason is, that's not our concern, because the mitzvah itself consists in reciting a certain parasha, certain psukim. But now let me see the Rosh Hashanah again. So it's not the Rambam Sifra Mitzvah is trying to explain that because of Zohar Yom HaShabbos, so Memele we know that even if only Ben, even Ben Elvin Atzme, he's Mechuyev to say it. But since the Mechilte deduced from the Pasuk of Zohar HaSayim HaZeh, the Halacha that even without Ben is Mechuyev, so Memele he is discussing the quintessence of the mitzvah of Zohar Asim HaZeh, that's analogous to the mitzvah of Zohar Asim HaShabbos V'Kadosh. The Rambam mentions the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim in Inyan HaMitzvos. But the mitzvah, there's another mitzvah of being Zohar Yetzias Mitzrayim every day. We say it in the Mishneh, in Brochas, and we say it in the Agode too. Haniki ben Shidim Shonor, as in Nazariah said, Rizalchisi Shetome Yitzias Mitzrayim Baleilis, Ashet Rosha ben Zeymo, Shenema Mantiskas Yitzchon Av Yisrael, Kul Mechayach Ol Mechayach Ayomim, Kul Mechayach Aleilis, Vachachomim Emel Mechayach Ol Mazeh, Kul Mechayach Ol Hobu Nesam Shech. So that's not Archibishop night. That's every day. On the contrary, the morning brachas out, whether every day we are mechuyev to be zeicher Yetzias Mitzrayim b'lilis is a machlekes b'tachon, because when zei medarshin yimei chayecha yomim kol yimei chayecha lilis. So according to when zei there is a field to be maskir Yetzias Mitzrayim b'lilis. But the Chachamim darshin Yimei chayecho l'maseh, kol yimei chayecho l'hodu l'nisa Mashiach. And the Gemara in Brochas at the end of the first parak points out that according to Ben Zayner, who darshes kol yimei chayecho l'yom and kol nechach aleilis, so there is no ribu for the nisa Mashiach. So in Ochanam, yimei sa Mashiach, there is no chiyuv of spheres yitzias Mitzray. There is no chiyuv of spheres yitzias Mitzray. So there's no chiyuv of spheres yitzias Mitzray. So, and we pass like Ben Zayner, not like the Chacham, even though generally Yochid Rabbi, Yalochid Rabbi, but in this Machlekes, obviously we pass like Ben Zayner, Dvorai, we pass that there is a Chiyuv to say Mitzias Mitzrayim Beleleis, because according to the Chachamim, Mudarshim, Kol Mechayecho, Lehodu Mesa Mashiach, so there is no Ribu for Leleis, so Mele Beleleis, we don't even say Parsha Vayena. And so, Rabbi Yehuda says, because we pass like Ben Zayner, not like the Chachon, so there is a mitzvah to be Zecher every day. And whether we are Mechuyev to be Zecher every day, only in the days, not in the nights, on the nights too, is a machleket between Ben Zayner and the Chachon. And we pass like Ben Zayner, Mashiach ki Pesach night. There we have no machlekes. No one will say that according to Chachamim or Ben Zayner or Darshan, Yimei Chayecho, Leila Mazeh, Kol Yimei Chayecho Lehodl Meisa Mashiach, but Balel is not. So then, so Pesach, the mitzvah of Sipra Yisrael Mitzrayim, the Agodah has to take place the 15th of Nisan in the day and not in the night. I mean, there is no such a shita. I mean, that's inconsiderate. So it's two separate mitzvahs. The mitzvah of Schiras, Yitzias Mitzrayim, every day, and according to Ben Zayner, as we pass every night, is one mitzvah. And that is deduced from the pasuk of Kol Yimechayecho Haleleis, Yechech Haleleis, or Yimechayecho Hayomim Kol Yimechayecho Haleleis. And then there's another mitzvah of being Nisapir, the Yitzias Mitzrayim, Pesach night, not Pesach day, but after Pesach night. Bishor Shematzah Umoreh Unochem Lufanecho. That of course is made only in the night, in the day not. Pesach day, there is no more mitzvah to be Mitzapir Yitzias Mitzrayim than any other day. Than any other day of the year. So it's two separate mitzvahs. Now the interesting thing is, we find a certain remarkable thing in Rishayim. The Rambam, we would expect the Rambam to mention in a mitzvah, both mitzvahs, a mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, Pesach night. And that mitzvah is implicit in the pasuk Vidalit of Limcho, and in the pasuk of Zochas Hayim Hazeh, Asher Yetzosam Mitzrayim. And then another mitzvah in a mitzvah, that is implicit in the posik, the Mechizkias in Tzivschom Eras Mitzrayim, Kol Mechayecho, Kol Mechayecho, in other words, like Ben Zayner, Yimei Chayecho Hayomim, Kol Mechayecho Haleles, so the Rambam, the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, Pesach Night, he mentions the Mechizkias mitzvah, that's mitzvah Kufnin Zayin, but the mitzvah of Mechizkias in Tzivschom Eras Mitzrayim, the Rambam doesn't mention. The Rambam doesn't mention. The other thing, that's in the Rambam. That's the Kashi in the Rambam. The Arishani, who mentioned the mitzvah, in Yen HaMitzvahs, of Schiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, every day and every night. But the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, they don't mention that. The Baal Lach HaZdeles doesn't mention in Yen HaMitzvahs, the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, Pesach night. Rav Sadi Goyen does not mention the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim Pesach night. So there's a perush that was written by a Barabbas in Warsaw. I remember him as a child. Paolo was his name. And Rav Sadi Goyen, he wrote a big perush. He was a big boki, a big yad, and he had many kisvi yad that no one else had. He discussed that why the Rav Sadi Goyen and the Bahag don't mention it, the Yereim doesn't mention it in the Mitzvahs. where the Rambam mentions in Inyan Mitzvah, or the Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim, and the Chinuch mentions. The Rambam mentions that in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, in Mitzvah Kufin Zayas, Chinuch mentions it in Parashat Roy, in Mitzvah Chavaleh. Chinuch says, Mitzvah Chavaleh, Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim, Lisaper bin Yetzias Mitzrayim, the real Tzvot Minusim, Kolechot Kipitzachis Lishenei, like Rosh Narambah. ולהלל שבח לשם מזבח על כל הניסים שעושה לנו שם שנאמר ויגלתו לבינכו ופרפיר של חכומים במצפצה גודל זו תבלל תסבוד בניסן בישה שחיל הסמאצי ומה שאומר הכוסו לבינכו לאו דווקא בני אלא אחים עם כל בעיה בעניין המצוונים עם כל בעיה it doesn't mean going there it means every Jew בעניין המצווה שיזכר הניסים בעניונים שאירו לאביסינו ביציאת מצרים ויכלוק אחר שמזבוח מתמוסינו מהם ואפילו בינו לבין עצמי אם אין אחרים חיילי ציא הדבורם בקיף כדי שיסר לי בדיבורו כי בדיבו יסר עלי אוי, זה צדחינו So the Rambam mentions that Nina Mitzvahs and the Chinuch mentions. But neither the Rambam nor the Chinuch mention the Mitzvah of Schiras Yetzias Mitzrayim every day in the year and every night in the year in the Nina Mitzvahs. The question is why? The question is why? So, Reb Chaim, it's not in the Sefer. I don't think that it's mentioned, I didn't see it. That it's mentioned in Shea Grach that was published by others, you know. I don't think that even that is even there is mentioned. But anyway, I heard from the Father Zachariah in the Kitovitz as to why the Rambam doesn't mention the mitzvah of Schiras Yetzias Mitzrayim every day in the year, every night in the year, in the Nira Mitzvah. One parrot is because there is a machlekes between the Zayim and the Chachon. The Zayim and the Chachon. As to whether the Mitzvah of Schiras Yetzias Mitzrayim Balelitz, so Benzema Darshimus, the man Tiskes in Tischo Meaz Mitzrayim, Kol Mechayecho, Yimei Chayecho Ayom, Kol Yimei Chayecho Alelitz, and Chachom in Darshim, Yimei Chayecho Zeyo Maseh, Kol Yimei Chayecho Lohobu Mishamashiach. And the Gemara at the end, the first Perek in Baruch Hashem says explicitly that according to Benzema, that he has no posik from Yimei Samashiach, so Enoch Name, there is no mitzvah of Schiras Yetzias Mitzrayim every day in the year, Yimei Samashiach. The mitzvah of Tzipor Yetzias Mitzrayim is certainly nailed Yimei Samashiach, but in Pesach night. But the mitzvah of Schiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is not nailed Yimei Samashiach, and that's the way he passed. Because if we were to pass from like the Chachamim, Chabin Yehina says that, so then we shouldn't say Vayena in the Parashat Shrishma Balelis. And the Gemara discussed that, whether we do say Vayena or we don't say Vayena, I love it, whole thing, so we mail it. So that means we pass from like Ben Zeyme. We pass from like Ben Zeyme. So according to Ben Zeyme, the mitzvah of Schiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is not made on Eitan Mashiach. One of the klolim in the Rambam is, Sheir HaShlishi, I think, is that the mitzvah that is not made on Deiris is not to be counted in the Nira Mitzvah. So Rav Chaim says, if it's not made on Eitan Mashiach, even if it's made, but not Leilam Void, if on Eitan Mashiach is not made, so it's not made on Deiris, so the Rambam doesn't have to mention it in the beginning, that's one time. The other territory is, the same territory you can find in Chazin Yecheskov, Chatzkel Abramsky, that's one time. The second territory that Reb Chaim said, which might have certain caches, but it's a basic principle. So Reb Chaim says that according to the Rambam, the mitzvah of Schiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is not a separate mitzvah. The Shagas Aryeh says that it's a separate mitzvah. The Shagas Aryeh even says that while Krishna has certain zman, at Gimel Shoyiz B'yeh, that applies only to the mitzvah of Krishna as such, but as far as Sechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is concerned, so there is a mitzvah of Sechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim Yeim and Balayla. So Zechariah says that that can be fulfilled even after Gimel Shabbos, because it's a separate mitzvah. But Reb Chaim said differently. He said Sechiras Yetzias is only a mitzvah as part of the Kriya Shema, as part of the Kriya Shema, because there is a machlekes Hashem, there is a mitzvah of Kriya Shema twice a day, in the morning and in the shor bechol v'komech. What is required midrash? So the shite of the chinuch is that midrash only prosecution is required. Then the other parshas, and even the rest of parshas Shema of the after, that's only in Rava. Only prosecution. Rashi Shite at the first Mishnah in Broches appears that in the Raisa only the parsha of Shema. Rav Yehine Shite is that Jewish and Mea is in the Raisa. But Prichodo says that according now, what is the Rambam Shite? There is a Machlekes Achrayim. Some Achrayim say that according to the Rambam, only prostitution Raisa. But the Prichodo says, according to the Rambam, so all the three parshas. And the Roshna, the Prichodosh says that, and Reb Chaim also said like that. And there's the Pashtus Haloshin of the Rambam, Hilchas Krishna. The Rambam in Perek Aleph, Hilchas Krishna. Halach Aleph says, Kamayim b'choyein kirim kriya shma v'erev u'babeikya shenemar u'vishor b'chol v'kumecho v'shor shederav miyodom sheikhlin בזהו לילו ובישו שדרב מאוד מעינדים בזהו יאי. So he mentions the חיוב דרייסי. ומה, then הלוח הבייסי says, ומה הוא קירי שליש הפרשייס אילו. שליש הפרשייס אילו הם. שמע בוים שיימע ויהיה, בוים שומע ויהיה. So פשטי סלוש. Tends to indicate like the Prechodosh. That's it. That according to the Rambam, all the three parashas are the Raisa, even though there is no other Rishon who says explicitly that all the three parashas are the Raisa. Rav Yehine is the biggest Machmir, he says, Boim Shemeya is also the Raisa. But Rav Yehine is not. But the Chodesh says that this is the Shittas Rambam. Reb Chaim also said like that. There's the parashas Losh, and then the Rambam continues. ומקדימים לקריס פרשי שמע מפני שיש בו ייחוד השם והבוסי בתלמודי שהוא יקרא הגודל שהקוטולובי ויחרעו בהולים שמע שיש בו ציבור על שור כל המצווס והכך פרשי סיצס שגם אם יש בו ציבור שכיר אז כל המצווי ואתה אומר לך סמר Why does he have to explain so much? Because the Rambam was bothered by certain difficulties. The chinuch shiti is, and there are many of the shenim who agree with the chinuch, that with the raisa only prosecution is required, and the rest, even b'hafto, is not required with the raisa, it's only with the rabban. Why does he say that? My only prosecution, because the gemore calls kriya shema kabbalah su malchus shemayim. This kabbalah su malchus shemayim. First, the ardus habeira. So, why should Prohapto and Bayinah be the rice? If the essence of the mitzvah of Krishna is Kabbalah Sum Malchus Shema, it says itself in saying the Pesach Shema Yisrael, so the Chinuch says that's only in the rice, and the rest is not in the rice. But the Rambam Shite is that everything is the rice. So the Ram has to explain, but the mitzvah, the change, since the essence of the mitzvah of Krishna is Kabbalah Sum Malchus Shemayim, it's not just to recite a certain part, Kabbalah Sum Malchus Shemayim, And Kabbalah Smach Shemayim is expressed in the prostration, not in the other psukim. So why do we have to say all the other parshas? So the Rambam explains that the other parshas are explanatory of Kabbalah Smach Shemayim. I mean, just to say Shema Yisrael Shemayim. Oh. This is a perush on Kabbalah Zemach Shemayim. And even Talmud Torah, so he says, Umagdimu Mikris Parsha Shema, Mitnishiyesh Bo Yichud Hashem, Ve'avosei Vitalmidei Shehu Yikra Godol. If you don't mention Vishinantum Livanecho, then you are not proclaiming Kabbalah Zemach Shemayim. So there is a diminution in the profession. What is it? What?
If he learns our CPCs in Shnayim from Shabbos, from Zohar Jemai Shabbos,
yes.
It's a noise. If it's a noise, it's a Kabbalah Zohar Shemayim.
Not toys, what toys?
It's the same.
Kabbalah Zohar Shemayim means professing Yichud HaBeah. That's what Kabbalah Zohar Shemayim is. Verbalized professing in a verbalized way Yichud HaBeah by saying Shema Yisroel Adishem Alekein Adishem Achon. So the question is, so why are we Yehuyev Nidaraisa to say Va'afto? The answer is no. Va'afto is explanatory of Kabbalah Zohar Shemayim. Mishin Yichud Hashem Va'avosei B'talmudei Sheikha Adol Shakotol Bei V'achreo V'hoim Shemeya Sheyesh Butzivu Shokla Mitzves. That's Kabbalah Zohar Mitzves, and Rosh Nagmori is first Shema, because that's Kabbalah Su Malchus Shemayim, and then Voyim Shemeya Kabbalah Su Mitzvahs. So Kabbalah Su Mitzvahs is a component of Kabbalah Su Malchus Shemayim. And then he says, Ba'akach Parshas Tzitzis, Shegam Hi Yesh Bo Tzivu Schiras Kol HaMitzvahs. So in other words, Tzivu Schiras Kol HaMitzvahs is an essential ingredient of Kabbalah Su Malchus Shemayim. But the Shittas Rambam, according to the Chaim, is that all the three parshas die. But how can one say that all the three parshas are rising? When Morris says at the end of the first period in Brochas, Mikma Kov Parshat Ayimea, and why won't why? Because Yehivo Yitzias Mitzrayim. More as the Kashi, why won't Chachon today a Parshish Bolo? Kim Yitzias Mitzrayim. Other Pshut Mishkolis, so he mentioned Yitzias Mitzrayim. So the Gemara says, because Parsh Vayene are in addition to Shriyas Yitzias Mitzrayim, says other things too. And Mele Mashen Kim Parshish Bolo doesn't have the other things. So in other words, Parsha Vayena has not differed over in the both Parsha Bolok and Parsha Mishkos. But according to the Rambam, this is Midaraisa. So why did the Mora say, if we mark Kobu Parshas Vayena is Midaraisa? I mean, can you not ask, if we mark Kobu Parshas Vayena Shemaya, this is Midaraisa. So it's Parsha Vayena, this Gemara, that Parsha Vayena is not Midaraisa. And that's why the other Rishonim will say, that even Hoyim Shemeya in the Raisa, but Vayena not because of this Gemara. So Chaim said, no. There is a difference between the inclusion of Vayena in Kriya Shema and the inclusion of Hoyim Shemeya in Kriya Shema. In respect to Shema and Vahafto and Hoyim Shemeya, so in the Raisa, we are mechuyev to recite this one. In respect to Vayena, so it's not that in the Raisi we are mechuyev to recite Parsha Vayena. We are mechuyev in the Raisi to mention a Parsha Psukim that express Yitzias Mitzrayim. So, if one could be kind of the Raisi by saying Shema, Rafto, Vayena, and then recite Parsha Bolo. Or Parsha Mishkolot is even in time to rise. But the Chachomim or Misaki, no. You have to, in addition to Parsha Shema and Va'abdo and Vayena and Voyim Shemeya, you have to recite the Parsha of Vayena. That's only in the Rabbanon. But in the Reise, you can be mekayim the mitzvah by reciting any other parsha that make reference to Yetzias Mitzrayim. So Parsha Zohar makes reference to Yetzias Mitzrayim, makes reference to Yetzias Mitzrayim, briefly. So, but the mitzvah of Zchiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is not an independent mitzvah. It is an integral part of Kriyas Shema, of Kabbalah Seum Aruch Hashemayim. In other words, that the mitzvah of Kriyas Shema is not complete if I don't couple it with the parasha that makes reference to Yetzias Mitzrayim. As a matter of fact, Rabbi Yehuda himself says that the reason is why the Chachamim were misaking, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is because it was finally separate mitzvah. But the reason as to why the Chachamim integrated the mitzvah of Krishna together with the mitzvah of Yetzias Mitzrayim, because Zchiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is and is an essential ingredient in Kabbalah Seum Aruch Hashemayim. In other words, if we don't mention Yetzias Mitzrayim, so then there is a diminution in Kabbalah Seum Aruch Hashemayim. So what Rabbi Yehuda says to explain why on the Rabbonon level, so it is necessary to integrate the Kriyas Shema, which is essential in the mitzvah Kabbalah Seum Aruch Hashemayim, with Zchiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. So there is no Zman of Gimuchot. But according to the Rambam, on the Raisa level, so the mitzvah of Mantiskias in Tisham of Mitzrayim, Kulim Mechayacho, Yimei Chayacha Yom Kulim Mechayacha Aleilis, tells us that we cannot be Mikayim the mitzvah of Krishna, which essential. So there is no Zman of Gimuchot. But according to the Rambam, I mean the Raisa level, so the mitzvah of Matiskeh, Shintish, Homerat, Mitzrayim, Kol Yimei Chayecha, Yimei Chayecha Hayom, Kol Chayecha Halelis, tells us that we cannot be mikayim the mitzvah of Krishna, which essentially is a mitzvah of Kabbalah from Abba Shemayim, unless we couple it with the parsha of Yitzias Mitzrayim. So Mimele, after Gimu choice, that he cannot be mikayim the mitzvah of Krishna, he cannot be mikayim the mitzvah of Sechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, of Sechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim either, he cannot be mikayim. So Mimele, the Rambam doesn't have to mention it in the Mina Mitzvahs, because one of the quote in the Rambam Zivra Mitzvahs, that only the mitzvah in general is to be counted, but not the chilek mitzvah. So in other words, Sechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, even though it's implicit in the pasuk of Amantisches Mitzis Chomerach Mitzrayim, Mei Chayecha Ayom, Chayecha Aleleis, but in final analysis, it is a chilek of the mitzvah of Krishna Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim. So Mele does not have to be counted. That's the second teretz. That's the second teretz. Anyway, now so that answers the Rambam. Why the Rambam does not count the mitzvah of Tzchias Yitzias Mitzrayim and Yamizis, and the Chino doesn't either. So the Teres is the one Teres by Rambam. Because it's not a mitzvah daily, so it passed like the Zeme, or because it's not an independent mitzvah, it's a chilek of the mitzvah's Krishna, and the mitzvah's Krishna is counted. So Mele, the chilek does not have to be counted separately. But the question is, how is it that the Bahag, and the Shadi Goyen, and the Yerein, they don't mention the mitzvah of Sipo Yitzias Mitzrayim, of Sipo Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Mina Mitzvahs. Sipo Yitzias Mitzrayim, Pesach night, they don't mention it. Now, Morim Sochin, the Flamed Vov, and the Kuftes Vov, says, Ton Rabon, Yochel Yeitzi Odom Yidech Yivosi B'mais Hashemi B'Yerushalayim, Talmud Lein Alech Meini, Mashenechol Banius, even though it's written with an iron, but it can have the same meaning as if it had been written with an aleph. So lechameini mashenechal baninus yotzeze, but my sheni is osabach to be nechal lechalti beinim imenu yotzeze sheni nechal baninus. El bisim. Dibur Rabbi Yisrael Agudim. Rabbi Akiva imeir matzis ribo. In other words, that you can be eight, say, even my sheni also the mitzvah of beachu techubas. In keimatam lim lechameini prat. There is no vov. So oiniksib. So in other words, like oni. So Rabbi Yisrael really mikrinon oni, einikrinebe. Rabbi Akiva had the krinum beini kini Shmuel. The Omer Shmuel, lechem eini, lechem she'eini nolov dvorim harb. So the pshati, lechem eini is she'eini nolov dvorim harb. So Rashi says, she'eini nolov dvorim she'gimrim olov esahaleil ve'imrim olov hagode. So in other words, so the whole union of hagode, according to Rashi, is because of the Gzeres HaKosef of Lechem Eini. In other words, let's say certain years, maybe now too, I don't know. I'm not knowledgeable in this situation. Possible for most Jews, the overwhelming majority of Jews, to have matzahs for Pesach. They have no matzahs? Fine, no matzahs. So they have to eat potatoes, something, they can eat hummus. But on Shachmana Patra, they have no matzahs. They can't eat matzahs, so they're not allowed to eat hummus, so they'll eat potatoes, they'll eat other things. But they couldn't be mikayim the mitzvah of bear of the chumatzes. What they mechuyev mideraise to recite akon. According to the Rambam, the tzipo yitzias mitzrayim is an independent mitzvah. What does one think to do that? Tzipo yitzias mitzrayim, you have to mikayim. But if the Rasha, you're not mechuyev. So, tzipo yitzias mitzrayim is not an independent mitzvah. It's a concomitant of achilas matzah. Lechemein. So in other words, in conjunction of Achilles Matzeh, at all, that everybody agrees. Vavuzelam Yochum Rishredesh Tom Rima Vayimahu. Ibayimahu Yochum Begein Tom Lema Babuze. Vavuzelam Martel Bishoshi Ishmatzo Mor Minochum Fanam. So this man, so, because a Kosovo from Bishoshi Ishmatzo Mor Minochum Fanachu implies, according to all the shame, that the Zman of Tzipo Yitzias Mitzrayim is identical with the Zman of Matzah, Mor, and Pesach. But that has to do with the Zman, according to Rambam. But it doesn't mean that the Mitzvah of Tzipo Yitzias Mitzrayim is contingent upon the Kiyuma Mitzvah of Matzah. But according to Rashi, so the whole Mitzvah of Tzipo Yitzias Mitzrayim implies that it's not an independent mitzvah. It's a concomitant of matzah. And there's the pshat lechem eini. Lechem she'eini nolov dvorim harbe. So Rashi says, she'geimrim olov esahalel ve'imrim olov hagode. But we have psukim, the galtul bincho, and the mechilte says, the Mechilta says, the Rambam mentions it from mitzvahs, Yochel Yeshli Ben, so it's Mechuyev, that Einli Ben Atam, Leina Azochas Hanim Azeh, Asher Yisos Ni Mitzrayim, even if Einli Ben. But all these psukim are explanatory of the mitzvah of Be'er of the Chumatzis, not just Be'er of the Chumatzis, of Matzis, and of Achilles Pesach, and of Matzis of Mereh and Yochlu, everything. So, Tzipo Yitzias Mitzrayim is not an independent mitzvah. It is a mitzvah that has to be fulfilled in conjunction of Achilas Matzah and Pesach and Rabbis. It's a concomitant of Matzah, and that's why it's called Lechem Eini. Lechem Eini. Lechem She'eini Nolav Vorim Harbe. But if Jews, unfortunately, certain Jews, unfortunately, cannot be mikayim the mitzvah of matzah, so they are not mechuyev to say that good. So that's probably the reason is why the Halacha is dealing with Rav Sadi Goyen, the Yireim don't mention the mitzvah of Tzipo Yitzias Mitzrayim in the Miena mitzvahs, because it's not a separate mitzvah, it's a chayar of the matzah, and that seems to be Rashi Shite also. Now, the same Gemara of Lechem Eini, Lechem Shimon Vaharbe, the Gemara mentions that from before, is also mentioned in the Gemara, Daf Kuf Tesvo. Kuf Tesvo, on the base, the fourth line from the end of the Omer, Omar Shmuel, Lechem Eini, Lechem she'ein nolob dvori. Tain amohochen. Lechem eini lechem she'ein dvorim harbe. Dvarache lechem eini oniksi. Ma oni shidak vi pruse ab kam bepruse. Dvarache madake shaloni humas vishtei fe ab kaname humas vishtei. So Rashi here that the Spot doesn't say anything. That one of Bopi says, she'gimu sa'aleo ve'imu v'agole. But Rav Nechananel says, Tanya lechem eini lechem she'im olav dvorim pirish eini olav agode matzah zu Shonu Yechlin. Matsuzu Shonu Yechlin. It doesn't say have Halil Gimel of Halil Vimel of Agorim. Only Matsuzu Shonu Yechlin al Shemo. In other words, because from the Lilain, Kol Shal Yomash Kishit Vorem Eilu Le Pesach Lo Yotzu Vechibosei Veilei Pesach Matsu Noe Pesach Shal Yabesin Yechlin Yechlin Kayom Kishim Shalos Vakul Bo Vabit Yitzchayim and Matsu Zushon Eichon Shemo Al Shal Al Shum Shal Yist Tzikr Shal Yabesin Vachmiz Asher Niglo Al Melech Malcham Lochan Akudish Bo. So in other words, so he's mechuyev to mention, to verbalize the tam of matzah. It's not just that's the tam, because that's the tam that the Torah itself mentions. It's not the tam that Rishini mentions, the Chinuch mentions. This is the tam that is spelled out by the Torah itself. So you are mechuyev in conjunction with the achilas matzah. You have to spell out the tam. Yes?
Can we understand Rashi to mean that the Haggadah and the Hal is the theme in the Matzah, as opposed to that the Matzah is no Haggadah? I'm showing them afraid that the Haggadah qualifies the Matzah. In other words, it's
so, I mean, you're saying the same thing. So, in other words,
no,
it's not an independent mitzvah, it's a concomitant of Achilas Matzah.
But you could have Haggadah that have Haggadah independent.
No, I mean, in other words, that the Matzah is the tofel? No. We say lechem eini, so in other words,
it's like
so it's mentioned. What?
There would be no different kiddush al kos.
What do you mean kiddush al kos?
You have a kos. I mean, you still would have a kiddush. So
yeah, of course, yeah, but here it's derived, is deduced from the posik lechem eini, and lechem eini is mentioned in the posik that is expressive of the mitzvah of matzah, not the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Not the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. In other words, in regard to Kiddush HaKos, only the Miforesh HaNozir, I mean what is known as Rashi HaNozir, he says that Kiddush HaKos is Midaraisi. It doesn't mean Kos, it can be Pas also, but either Yain or Pas. But all the other Rishonim say that Midaraisi is Bivon Baome. It doesn't require either Yain or Pas. That's Midarabon. It's only the Miforesh HaNozir. That Dalet Nozia, his shiti is that Yaino Pas is Midrais. Is it? So Zocheil, there it's mentioned in the Pasuk of Zocheil Alayayin. So there's the Droshin, Nolim Zochen, in the Filte, Zocheil Alayayin. So in other words, so it's a din Kiddush the Yain. But here is deduced from the Pasuk of Lachameini, not from the Pasuk of the Igarito, Ibn Chabayim Aulemia. Not from the posik of Zochas Hayim Azesh and Zosim Mitzrayim, is deduced from the posik of Lachmeini. So that's a posik that relates to the mitzvah of Matzah. So that means it's a concomitant of Matzah, not that Matzah is a concomitant of Zipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's right, yeah, I'm coming to it. You just wrapped it out from my mouth. I'm coming to it. So anyway, but the sheet of Rabbi Hananel is that only the Matzah Zushon Eichlin is deduced from the posuk the drosha of Lechamein Lechem Lamab, but not the whole Agodah, because the sheet is probably like the sheet of Rambam. That insofar as the mitzvah of Haggadah is concerned, so it's an independent mitzvah. It has nothing to do with matzah. Even if he can't be mekayem matzah, like the Jews in Russia, so they are still mechuyev
in the
galusim.
What
is that?
It's only one thing, matzah soup.
All right, it's not just one word, it's one harvey. In many ways, I never counted the words, but it's a number of words. We say, Master Shonei Khan Shemoa, Shum Shahis, the second Shah, the same Lahakhmi, that she didn't know how to be both, or Shemema Vayifu, it's a Kugis Matis. Chomitz Kiddush Shem Yisrael, we can say those well, many words, I didn't find them. Okay, anyway. So, what? That's another machlekel between the Rambam and the Ramban, the Aloch Hazdeiros. I don't want to go into it. The Rambam is masik Aloch Hazdeiros, is why he mentions Hallel in the Mitzvah and so in the Rabbanon. And the Ramban says, first of all, that Knesset the Rabbanon can also be mentioned, and assuming that Knesset the Rabbanon are not to be counted in the Yad Mitzvah. But Hallel is the Raise. Where is the Raise? Either it's Aloch Mishmi Sinai, or it is implicit in the mitzvah of Samach B'chagecho. So in other words, we have to mekayim simcha. That's simcha on a spiritual level. It's not like the simcha of the simcha of the kosher and simcha of the yayin. This is spiritual simcha by giving how the doye and yomte to the Rebbeinu Shalom. I mean, so that's another machlekes. But I don't think that it has to do with this child. Anyway, now, so according to Rav Hananel, so now what Ram Gamliel says, Kol Shli Omar Shli Shidvor Meil Ba Pesach, but Yosu Yechavosei, Deilu Him Pesach Matzu Moreya. And it's not only Matzu Yishan Eichon. Pesach Shol Yavisim Eichon Yav Yekayon, also Al Shumo. Today, we are not Nechuyer to say it in Midarai, because there is no Pesach, but we're not Bites. And we have to say Morozeshon Eichon, Ririn, Eilushon Eichon, the Nusach, our Rambam. So it's one harvest, it's not just a few ways, I mean, it's one harvest. So Mimele, so that is implicit in Lechem Eini. And that's the pride, that's what Rav Gamliel says, Kol Shal Yom HaShlish Dvor Meil Vapesach, Lo Yotzei Dechivosei, Veilein Pesach Matzomor. Now, what is the pshat in this memory by Rav Gamliel that we say in Dagoni? Kol Shal Yom HaShlish Dvor Meil Vapesach, Lo Yotzei Dechivosei. Lifluk, one would say, it means Lo Yotzei Dechivosei, he was not Yetzivat Mitzvah. He's not teaching the mitzvah of Barakti Chumatzis, no. He's not teaching the mitzvah of Sikolitzis Mitzrayim. Not that he wasn't teaching the mitzvah of Barakti Chumatzis. But the Ramban Milchamis in the Sugi of Posach B'Shikhe B'Siyim B'Chamre Posach B'Shikhe B'Chamre in the Ran here in Sochi say a big chiyash. Kol shem yishal yom ha-shlish et vorem eil vi Pesach lo yotzo yidechi vosei kelema lo yotzo yidechi vosei koro. So it doesn't mean yotzo yidechi vosei was not the kind of mitzvah altogether. It's not a mitzvah in Amuf. So he says, Avol lo yotzo yidechi vosei klal lo yikoma uch yidechi vosei bisuke in kein ho yisonei gul ki yamto mitvasuke mi yomecho. In other words, when he was Reishi Berubei, Reishi Berubei was in the Sukkah and the Shulchan was Chutzli Sukkah. So there is the Rabbanon Shemo Yimoshech. So he said, "In Kino Yisonei, Lo Kiyamta Mitzah Sukkah Niyamecho, Lav Davke, Dolahai, Tav, Dolahave, Hai, Tai Medahi, Elo Mishum Dilmo Osel Amshuche Gosa Shulchonei, Dicholeiched Lo Yimshech, So as far as this Ram is concerned, you could explain it, that what the Ram means, that it relates to the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzchus Mitzrayim. But even the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzchus Mitzrayim, you also mekayim, but it's not the mitzvah of could explain. But if you take a look in the Milchamis, the Ramban, in the Broches, in the Sugye, of Posa Bechamre, Bissim, Bishekre, it's muchach, the pshat of the Ramban is, he says the same thing, he doesn't mean lo yotzei lechavosei is not mekayim mitzvah. He is mekayim v'ikam mitzvah, but it's not a mitzvah muderes. So he mentions it as a moshel, regarding the Gemara in Broches, when Gemara says that if Pomim Shodom, the Gemara says, woman Gemara says, that if he says Kriya Shema, if he says Kriya Shema before the Netzach Hamo, he's not Mekayim in Mitzvah Kriya. So it doesn't mean he's not Mekayim in Mitzvah Kriya. He is Mekayim. But it's not a Mitzvah in Amufra if he says the Kriya Shema before the Netzach Hamo. So it's, as a marshal, he mentions, just as Rav Gamliel says, Kol Shleom Ashlo Shlom Eilu Pesach Yosef Hivosei. So it doesn't mean he's not Mekayim in Mitzvah Achilas Matzah. Of course he's Mekayim. Even if he doesn't couple it with the same Matzah Zushan Eichon Shemo. But it's not a mitzvah namufa. So it's mashan from that Ramban that the pshat in Yosef Chavosei is not Yosef Chavosei Sipoitzes Mitzrayim, the God of Rabincho, Sochas Himazei, but Yosef Chavosei the mitzvah of Be'erav Techo Matzes. But not that he's not a kind of mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah namufa. So in Mele, it is reasonable that when the Ram says, Kaleima Yosef Chavosei Ko, he doesn't mean in respect to Sipanitzias Mitzrayim, but he means in respect to the mitzvah of Be'erav Techo Matzes. It's not a mitzvah mu'udaras. In other words, so that means that mentioning the tam of Matzeh is a kiyum in Be'erav Techo Matzes. Is a kiyum in Be'erav Techo Matzes. As a matter of fact, I think I mentioned it in the shiur I gave here on Hanukkah. So I said, like, in the name of my father, that there are two kiyumim in Kriyas HaMegillah, mitzvahs Kriyas HaMegillah u'pirsum nisei. And by Hanukkah, it also two kiyumim, possibly, I mean, according to the Rashbo and the Ram, there is a kiyum of Pirsum Nisei to Adlokas Neireis, and then the Ram says, and that we say in the Aneres Halolo, Aneres Halolo Kedishim, Benon Rishusli Ishtamishim, Kedishim, since when is it Kedish? So the Ram says, because besides the mitzvah of Pirsum Nisei, so there is a mitzvah of Zechal Migdosh, since the Neskis, which in the Nosh, so Mele Zechal Migdosh. So there is a chiyuv to be madlik every night of Hanukkah, the Neiris, a Zechal Migdosh, without Pesuminis. So that's what the Rashbo says, that even after it is called a regum lashuk, but he's still mechuyev to be madlik mitzad the mitzvah of Zechal Migdosh. So even by Hanukkah, they are two kiyumim. But by Kriyas HaMegillah, certainly they are two kiyumim. There's a Loshon HaGemara, that few giant in Gile, Alachashtron in Nearamochin, me Adimon, my coma, El Mais Lachonena, Mitzvah Skrie, or Pesumanise, Hochaname, Mitzvah Skrie, or Pesumanise. So my father said, the Pshat in the Alochas Veles, that even though a Nisha is Mokrieves, in Trias Amigile, but a Nisha cannot be Meitzi, a Nish, because, so the Ramo says, because an ish is mechuyeves only in shmiyeh, and whereas an ish is mechuyev in kriyeh, so it doesn't mean kriyeh shmiyeh, because on the basis of the general cloud that Mrs. Ashas mangom and noshim p'tures, so noshim should be p'tures of kriyeh sanigali, it's mangom. But apenoi b'isanes, so apenoi b'isanes is only shayach where the Pesum and Nisei is the essence of the Kima Mitzvah, not where the Pesum and Nisei is Itam, is in the background. Some Mele, we can answer the Kashe, why do we have to resort to a special Droshe, that Noshim HaMachliyov is Machilas Matzeh, because Kol Sheyeshnei Baltichol Chometz, Yeshnei Bikum Achil Matzeh, it's a pain of his anes. So Teisvitz gives it Teretz, because Afeinu Bizanes is only effective on the Rabon level, but it's not effective on the Raisa level, and it doesn't apply to the Raises. But Rabbi Yezid Vishoshalayim, Hishiti, is that it applies to the Raises also. And the reason is why we have to resort to a special Droshe Of course, yes, the article funnets, yes, the Mikumah Hilmatze, otherwise, Noshim would be Tureis, and we wouldn't say Noshim Achayoveis in Matze because Atenoid is an S, because if not for the special Droshe, special Droshe, of course, yes, the article funnets, yes, the Mikumah Hilmatze, so I would say the Alpuse of Hamishos Hamosh, Hamishoso, since Noshim Apturis. From Suke, so the Aptura is also from Achilas Matzeh in Pesach. So because of the Droshe, we say no, the Amriyovis. If not for the Droshe of Chamishos, Chamishoso, then we wouldn't even have to resort to the special Zos HaKosov. Of course, Yeshli Bartiko Chometz, Yeshli Bikum Achil Matzeh. So, but my father said there's another Teretz that the Aloha of Apenoi Bisanes is only Shayach. We say is the essence of the mitzvah, like Chanukah and Kriyas Megillah and other cases too, because other cases according to the Rif and the Rambam Shite, so Shoson Chai, so Yidei Andaluted, so Yidei other cases Yotzo. But Yidei Chirus lo yotzo, Shoson Basachas, Yidei Chirus yotzo, Yidei Abakeis lo yotzo. So my father and my brother say the same thing, that there are two kiyumim in Abakeis. One is a kiyum of setting up for Kesis Shal Broche. So the first course is the course of Kiddush. So every Friday night and every Yom Tov there is a chiyum of Kiddush. But every Friday night and every Yom Tov, so you can do it Al Pas too, but Mashenikin, Pesach night, you cannot do it Al Pas. Only on Kishal Yain. And then the second course is the course of Ashikolon, the Goras Aviseinu. The third course is the course of Birkas Hamozen. So there are some Rishenim who say that you are Mechuyev to be Mevorech Al Birkas Hamozen every time you are Mevorech Birkas Hamozen, be Zimun, or as according to some Rishenim. When Yahweh with a minion Birkas HaMozen, but many Rishim say it's never a mitzvah you receive when you're Birkas HaMozen with a minion, you're not mechuyev to be Baruch HaKos, but there is a kiyum, so it's a mitzvah kiyum, is according to Mashen. Mashen Kim Pesach night, even if he's no mitzvah, and even if he celebrates the Seder all by himself, he's mechuyev to be Baruch HaMozen HaKos, and then the fourth course, you get Kos of Hallel. So it's one chiyub is arba cases of setting up four cases of broche, and then the Rambam says is mechuyev to be say sheise derechirush siu arevo, so shoson chai undiluted. So in case of broche there is no ikut, the fact that it's undiluted. But so really the arba cases yotzo, but the chirush to demonstrate chirush, that's like persumenise. But the Pesumenise manifests itself through drinking. Siyo Arevo. So is Lo Yotzo. Shosom Basachas, not Al Sidra Brochas, it goes the reverse. So Yidi Chirus Yotzo. But Yidi Arba Cases, Lo Yotzo. So in Arba Cases too, there is Pesumenise or demonstrating Chirus, which is the same thing, is the essence of the Kima Mitzvah. So Mele we can say Apenoi Vizanes. That in Seshaz Mangome, if the person Nise is the Mechayev, is the Kiyum, is the essence of the Mitzvah, so Mele Noshim HaMechayovis, and Kriyas HaMegillah, since the person Nise is the essence of the Mitzvah, so Mele, through Kriyas HaMegillah, is Noshim HaMechayovis. But, and Mechayke, since the person Nise is the essence of the Mitzvah, Vorai Kol Regem Lashuk, he cannot make any mitzvah, so mele noshim achayoves. But by a noshim, so over and above the aspect of pesuminise, there is another chiyuv, mitzvah sphir sam gilu pesuminise. So mele by chris, this is what the Alochas Deilis means, the Ramo explains, that noshim aron achayoves lishmeya, because insofar as noshim are concerned, they are only mechuyev in one aspect of Kriyas HaMegillah, Pesumenise aspect. The Pesumenise aspect does not have to be realized dafke through Kriya, it can be fulfilled for Shmiya too. But Anoshim, I'm mechuyev not only mitzad pesum in this aspect, but also mitzad the mitzvah of kriyas hamegile per se, that involves that the kriya, not shmiya, so mele and nisho cannot be made see an ish. Can be shen is ish. So this is what my father said. So then the question arose that I didn't hear from my father. So how is it that Tisra says the kashi in Megile and Psochim, why do we have to resort by Matze to the special droshe of kol sheyesh l'matichu chometz yesh l'bikum achir matzo, even without recourse to that special zos akosu, they should be chuyev because apen el nisanes. So Tisra gives a teretz that apen el nisanes is only effective on a Drabona level, and it applies to Mrs. Drabona, but it's not effective on a Deraisa level. It doesn't apply to Mrs. Deraisa or Rabbi Yerushalayim, which is another target, because without the Xerzakosov, of course, Yeshim Adil Chomets, Yeshim Kumachil Matze, so then I would learn out Xerzhoda Hamishos Hamishoso, since Noshim Aptura is from Mitzvah Suke, Hamishoso and Tishre, so maybe the Aptura is from the Mitzvah of Matze and Hamishoso of Nisan, but why don't they give a simple parrot the way my father said? So I said, in view of the pshat of the Ramban, in Chamis and Broches, and the Ran here in Psochim, that culturally almost we should follow Milo by Pesach, not Yotzo Yidichibosei, and it doesn't mean only Yotzo Yidichibosei in Tzipolitzes Mitzrayim, but it means Yotzo Yidichibosei Korol Mitzvah Namufra, the Mitzvah of Berev Techomatze is. Why? Because he didn't couple it with the verbalizing the Tam of Matzeh. So that means that verbalizing the Tam of Matzeh is a key in where of the Matzeh holds. Not that it's not the Kaim altogether, but there is a certain diminution. Some mele, the Persumanisi in Matzeh is also an integral part of the Gemar Mitzvah. It's not only in the background of the Taimei Mitzvah, but it's a kiyum, the personanise of being nifalsimness and saying, verbalizing matzuzu shanich hashemo, that in itself constitutes a kiyum a mitzvah namufra in the mitzvah of Berev Techomatzes. So mele, Tisra says, it's a very strong kashe, why do we have to resort to the special droshe? Just because of kol sheyesh l'matzeh techomet, without addition, the Chuyim Sote Yisrael gives one teretz, Chavnis Yisrael gives the other teretz. So why is the Tam of Matzeh, why is it Kiyum in the Mitzvah Be'artich Matzeh? Because of the Gzeres HaKosov of Lachameini. As the Rach says, and the according to Rashi, the same thing could be true, because according to Rashi Lachameini tells us that we have to say the Agode in conjunction of the Achilles Matzeh. So that means the Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim is a concomitant of Achilles Matzeh. If it's a concomitant of Achilles Matzeh, so it's certainly a kium in where of the Chumatzes. So mele we can ask the kashe, why do we have to resort to the special droshe of kol sheyesh l'matichu chometz yesh l'mikum achir matzeh, without that special droshe. So they should be mechuyev because of hapein hoi beisanes. Anyway, so the reason as to why the Rambam doesn't mention the mitzvah of Schiras Mitzias Mitzrayim every day in the year is because of Chaim says, either because we pass by like Benzemes, so it's a mitzvah she neges of the race, or because it's only a chilik of the mitzvah of Krishna. And the reason is why some Rishenim like the Bahag and Rav Tzadik Goyen and Yireim don't mention Sipa Yitzias Mitzrayim in the Minyan Mitzvahs, because they agree with Rashi that Sipa Yitzias Mitzrayim is not an independent mitzvah, but it's a concomitant of the mitzvah of Achilas Matzeh. So again, it's a chilik of Matzeh, even though we have separate psukim, a vigal to Levincho, but the vigal to Levincho and Zohar Sayim Azeh are declaratory of the mitzvah of Berev Techomatzeh of lechemeni, lechem she'ein olav vorem harbi. All right, now, mitzvah halacha beis, mitzvah leidi alibonim v'atuloi shalom, shenema v'igalito libincho, ופידייתי של בן עודת מלאבדי כיצד אם היו קוטנו טיפש אם עליי בני כולנו היינו עבודים כמו שפחה זו או התמייב את זה במצרים ובלילה הזה פודו יסונה הקביש ברוך הוא והיוצאינו לחיוס ואם היו הבן גודל וחוכם מדיעי מה שאיר עלינו ממצרים וניסים שנעשו לנו על דמי שרבינו הכי לפידייתי של בן. That means that the Rambam declares, and I'm not joking, I'm saying it with all seriousness, that those modern rabbis, when they discuss the significance of Yetzias Mitzrayim, they mention the example of the liberation of the black people by Lincoln, so they declare themselves as Bonin Tipshi, because the Rambam says, Lefidaiti shal ben ovit melamde, keitzatim hoyokot noi tipish, Emily, me, Corona, or Avodim, Moishif Chazur, Moyevetze, like the black people before the Civil War. The Mitzrayim, well, I said, Podois, Nakhonish, Borchava, Yitzayim, Lechayos. So, that means they declare themselves as Tipshim, alright? But they declare themselves as Tipshim, some Mele. They are the kind of Mitzvah, Sipo, Yitzayim, Mitzrayim. Now, the Rambam says here explicitly that midraise we are mechuyev to misapa yisias Mitzrayim, even atuloi shale, even if the son doesn't ask, no one asks him, so he's mechuyev midraise. And that's probably the sheet of most Rishayim, the Pashtus Haloshin of the Mechilta is that way. The Mechilta says that the Rambam is in Ramitzves, mentions the Mechilta. So I tell. This is the Rambam. There's the Hina. That's the Ramitzves. Okay. Use one. Now, are you sure? I think we made a mistake. No. Okay. Mr. Kufnun Zayin. He says, Piloshi Mechilte. מיכלל שנאמר כי שלוחו בינכו, יוכל אם ישלוחו בינכו אתה מגיד לי, תמלימה וגלת לי בינכו אף על פי שאין ישלוחו. אין לי אלא בזמן שיש לי בן, בין לי ונעצ ובין מאחר מניים תלמלים הראים המי שלום זוכס עם הזה. So he says, the Mechilta says explicitly, יוכל אם ישלוחו בינכו אתה מגיד לי, תמלימה וגלת לי בינכו אף על פי שאין ישלוחו. However, the Rosh, I thought I had the wash here. And all the Rishonim say the same thing because there's the Pashtus Haloshin of the Mechilta. How can anyone be chelik? But the Rosh is to the country. That on the Raisa level, the Chiyu of Sipur Yisias Mitzrayim is only Shayach. If the son asks, he probably doesn't mean that for the son. Any Jew who asks. So I'm mechuyev midraisa to tell him, but if he doesn't ask, I'm not mechuyev midraisa to tell him. It's very strange, but there's the shite, klal chav dalet, in the Rosh. Al eschem v'abo, siv beis, v'sheshoalto, lomo imi borchin al sipra agodeh, הרבה דבורים ציבו הקדוש ברוך הוא. The shaila is why didn't the Chachomim, why won't the Chachomim Yisakel a broche on Sipra Agode? הרבה דבורים ציבו הקדוש ברוך הוא לעשיזיך. So the tshuva of the Rosh is הרבה דבורים ציבו הקדוש ברוך הוא לאסי זיך על יציאס מצרים, ואין לנו מבורך מלאים, כי נפרוש הספרירס וכל המיידים, שאין צורך להסקה בהפרוש הספרירס, שנעיסים איסי זיך על יציאס מצרים, אלא שציבה הקדוש ברוך לאסי סמאסי, ומתרקחון זיך על יציאס מצרים, ולאף דווקא הגודל בפה, אלו אם יישאו מפורשם, אם יישאו מפורשם, ודם חיל תסעז בפירש, אם לא ישאלי, so obviously, some will say it, I don't remember maybe the Mahal, that according to the Rosh, it's an asmacht. With the Rabbonon, we have not an asmacht, they appear to be sure. But on the rise level, we are only in a chuyah to tell if he asks, if he doesn't ask, not to hear. But that's, I think that the Shittus of Rosh is the Shittus Yachid. There are other Shem who say the contrary, which is a Rosh of the field, an asmacht. Anyway, I don't know of any other Rishi who agrees with the Shittus Rosh. So I just wanted to point it out because the Rambam says here, Beferesh, Mitzvah li'idi al-libonim v'apil l'shuale, shenema v'igadu tol b'incho, v'idaitei, shal ben ovif nilamdei kisad moyokot noitipei shimalei, מי כולנו היו נעבודים כמו שפרזו או התמויב את זה במצרים ואלה הזה פודו ישנה קדוש ברוך ויצאינו לחירוס ואם הוא יעבן גודו וכוחו מדיעי מה שאירה לנו ממצרים וניסים שנסו לנו על גמי שרבינו הכבדי של בן so the Rambam says explicitly that even if the Ben is not sure I'm not sure that I should tell him and that's the pashtus הלושן המחילתי but the Rosh Shit is the country now לא חגימו ביצורך לעשי שינו בלילה הזה כדי שיירו הבונים וישאלו, ויאמרו, מה נשתנו הלילה הזה מכל הליליס, עד שיושב להם, ויאמרו להם כך וכך יירה, כך וכך הויו, וחיצת משנה, מחלק להם כליס וגזים, ואיתכם משוך מלפניהם, קדם שייכלו, קדם שייכלו, וחיצת מצה זה מיד זה, וחייץ בדברים האלו, that was the reason as to why the practice developed that the youngest child hides that became and that's based upon this of chaytri matzeh zemizeh the chayisi barmeil only ben ishtei shaltei only isho shealim zezeh of questions and answers so even if you're even a neighboring show, so, and he's all by himself, she'll ask me, man, ish tanga lala ze, and the Rambam explains the deraise of Sigrid Sistrai, so in the form of questions, it is interesting, the Maram Sheik is the same thing, but the kind of other difference between